Hi, welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Lord, your word is so powerful. It's filled with light. Light is life, and the life of all flesh is in the blood. Christ is the light of the world, brings life eternal to everyone, and we stand in your presence. We say, let it be Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Unshakably, we believe in Jesus. Unshakably, we trust in the power of His blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the Word of God today. And all God's people said, amen. You are much loved. In fact, you are very loved. And the one thing, somehow or another, I was thinking about it this morning again, driving here. It's like, with me, it's like, I don't know if I'm born like that. I don't know if it's because of the Holy Spirit. I suppose it could be the Holy Spirit. But when many years ago, I was ordained as senior pastor by the leadership of the then IFCC. That was years ago, but the following day, I was just weeping all day long, just weeping, because the weight, the burden of you standing in the position of control now, and from that position, you actually have a direct boss that you have to daily speak to and bring an account of all things that you do. And in the fear of the Lord, you have to see that God's house is run with integrity, and that whatever you do is pure, the system is pure and of absolute no blemish. And I set out with that, being fanatical about things like integrity and holiness and purity, the fear of the Lord, all of that. So we stand here today understanding this one thing, that we're only here by the grace of God. He can take you away in a second, but when He takes you away, I would, and you would like to say, we would like to hear Him say, well done, good and faithful servant. And so whatever you do on this earth, know this, that the Lord is watching over you, and we must all give an account of the things we have done while in the body. It's like that. But now, that's off the topic of the day, and I'm just, this morning, it's a two-part. This morning, I want to just focus mainly on the subject of the precious blood of Jesus. So I want you to go to 1 Peter 1:17. And in fact, I'm going to pick it up from the 13th verse. And so I want to just see how we go with the two translations. I've just purposely opened for the second session also the Message Bible, just with the purpose here of highlighting a particular verse or two. Message Bible, actually New King James now, 1 Peter 1:13, therefore gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope. Greek word for hope is elpizo. It's the anchor of the soul. Gives you solidity for your future. Rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. My, that's a powerful sentence. I could preach a whole sermon just on that, on several actually of that. As obedient children. And I must say in the presence of all of you to Almighty God, for a moment, Lord Jesus, these people are faithful. These people have endurance. These people have just got qualities that I want to bring before God this morning and ask God, Lord, just bless the people today and give them protection. Wherever they are, those on holiday also, lots of people watching, massive audience out on the internet. Bless them wherever they are on the planet, in Jesus Christ's name. Now, verse 14. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance. And then the Message Bible says, don't lazily slip back into those old grooves of evil, doing just what you feel like doing when you didn't know any better, but you do know now. But as he who calls you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Now, verse 17. If you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work. And I just want to say something I've said before, and I mentioned that at the beginning of the previous session. The word recapitulation means repeat. Sometimes, you know, you repeat things because you're dealing with changing audiences, particularly between the morning and the evening. And so there has got to be a brief recapitulation of certain things. But even to people who know, it's good to have that recapitulation, because if you know teaching and if you know education, one of the keys of memory is to recapitulate. You say to the children, say the following. You know, say it again. Say it again. Then suddenly you see the children get it. That's just like it is. You have to say it a few times and then they click, and then it becomes part of their system. So, you know, it's one of the things. That's why Peter said, I stir up your memories. I stir you up by reminder concerning things I've already or previously made known to you. So if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges all things according to each one's work. In the Bible, in the New Testament, the Bible talks about repentance from dead works. Very interesting, not sins. Why? Because the blood of Jesus paid for the sins of the world. That's an important thing to understand. All the sins of all of history of the ages, the blood of the Lamb has paid for. Conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, which I powerfully support. In the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is to depart from evil. Knowing, verse number 18, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. Corrupt or corruptible is actually what you find in the book of Romans chapter number 8, where it says that all of creation groans. Why does it groan? Because it's been made subject after the fall of man to corruption. That Greek word, there's meiotes, and meiotes literally means the process of frailty, of fragility, something that breaks down all the time. Meiotes takes place. Somebody one day said, well, you're born, the moment of your birth, you're already heading towards death. And even if you grow, there is a date where it expires for us on earth. And everything in creation, the heavens and the earth will pass, but the word of the Lord will remain. It's not subject to meiotes. You will not let your Holy One see corruption. Acts chapter number 2. King David said that regarding prophetic utterance concerning the Messiah, Jesus Christ, in the grave 3 days, 3 nights, and which we're now looking forward on Friday, is a very important day for every Christian on the entire planet. In fact, that's the day of the covenant for us. As we build up towards the full moon, of course, in Jerusalem, there's a slight difference because of the angle of the moon as we shift through to the northern hemisphere summer. But be as it may, we're moving towards the full moon. And everything, even that moon, is busy with meiotes. And even silver and gold is corruptible. That's why when you go into archaeology, and you go into archaeology of the ancient world, you find, except where special effort has been made, like in the tombs of the pharaohs, to seal off all humidity and moist, and far away from the Nile River, you see those pyramids, and you see how they've sealed it off airtight. There's no air in there to try and preserve those treasures of the pharaohs, and to an extent they succeed, but even that is subject still to Maotes. And you were not redeemed with corruptible things that is like silver, okay, and gold. Gold is God subject to Maotes. From your aimless conduct received by the tradition of your fathers. Now, this word aimless conduct does attract my attention. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. The Message Bible, it cost God plenty to get you out of that dead end. Message Bible, dead end, empty-headed life you grew up in. It's just very well said there. It cost God plenty to get you out of that dead end, empty-headed life that you grew up in. And here it says, you went and you were not redeemed with corruptible things, but you were redeemed with a incorruptible, in other words, precious blood of Christ. It's the eternal covenant blood that lives incorruptibly for eternal ages to come. Who can understand what eternity means? The blood of Jesus lives on as the eternal covenant. Can you say amen? And then it says, by the tradition of your fathers, verse 19, but with the precious blood of Jesus. The word precious is a very, very important word because it says rare is the beginning of it. There's actually a lot to this word. It says dear, highly valuable, costly, of great price, says the Mounds Dictionary, honored, esteemed, respected, precious, valuable. Well, if I go there and if I go straight to the BDAC dictionary, it says this too. It means of being of exceptional value. You know, even the ring, if I wear a wedding ring, you have a ring, maybe you've got gold on you on your rings, or whatever you've got, diamonds, gold, silver, all of that stuff is subject to Maotes, the entire creation. You came here, like I've taught in the Bible school many years, you came here over 2,000 years. Let's say we vacate the grounds, we seal it off, we put chains on the gate, and we say, did no man come near the gates even? We put a perimeter there, and somehow or another, we try to put a perimeter that will last. And 2,000 years later, we walk on these grounds. You'll find that the roof has fallen in. The paint has come off the walls. Many things. I've seen those old churches, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Theater, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I think of the seven, the church of Sardis, which actually has been rebuilt, is the one that stands the most of, and it's quite big. But the church of Philadelphia is quite small, and there are only pillars that stick out of the ground that's left there. If you look at those, the church at Ephesus is goners. They built a new church on top of it, but the place, and there's the grave of the Apostle John. I sat at the foot end of his grave. And that, you know, it's all like, it just, Maotes takes it down. And so you even find that everywhere you go on the planet, it's a process that's everywhere. And the Bible says, when we were redeemed, that word redeemed literally means to be bought or to buy out at a costly price. Therefore, it says, from your former conduct, by the precious blood of Jesus, precious means of great worth also, of great value. It means held in extreme honor, respected, of high status that merits the highest form of esteem, held in honor, in highest regard, and highly respected again. That is the word, the precious blood of Jesus. Everybody say, precious blood. Now, you know, I really thought about this a long time, and I thought, how do I get across to the people the word precious? Well, let me say, there's a lot of things in this world that's precious to people. For example, a good example would be, how precious is your physical health until sickness comes? Until sickness really hits hard? Until sickness is life-threatening? Until sickness becomes chronic? Okay? And that chronic illness has taken the bite and it's not letting go and it's tormenting. How precious is health, even if you're a billionaire? Even if you are, no matter how rich you are, you cannot buy your health. By the way, it's already been paid for. That is if you believe in the precious blood of Jesus. But how precious is health? If you're a billionaire and you've got all the money in the world, you could be the richest man currently on the planet. And if you have got a problem with your health, then I'm saying to you this morning, just how much would you pay to restore that health? And even if you can't, you get the world's doctors. You can buy all the medical people of the whole world, all the laboratories, all the research people, fund them, donate money to them, but still your money cannot stop you from ultimately dying, and there is sickness on the road of life. Are you with me now? So how precious is your health? Let me say something else to you. How precious is a healthy marriage? Just how precious is that until that marriage begins to break down? Afrikaans word is actually a good word in Afrikaans called verbrokkel. Hy begin te verbrokkel. And there is this terrible unhappiness in homes. The pastors, myself and other pastors here, they have over and over, not me so much now anymore, but I've come through I ride a horse called experience. You see that marriage goes on the rocks, and you see the pain, and you see the children's faces, you see the pain, and people go through this highly traumatic. I have a lot of compassion on people. I really do. I feel so sorry. Sometimes just take somebody, embrace them, and say, don't worry. Jesus is still in control. All things work together for good to those who love God. Just focus on Jesus. And let's pray together about the situation. Can you say amen? Amen. But you know, how valuable is a good marriage? How valuable is a roof to sleep under and a bed to sleep within and have clothes on your body and say, I am dressed and I have clothes. It is midwinter. It's icy, but I'm okay. How precious is clothes to a person? Do you know what I feel like in my heart? I mean, I have no words for it. You know what I feel like in my heart when I see the poverty in this nation? And I feel so, it makes me spiritually somersault time and again. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, so much can be done for the poor. So much can be done for the poor. Are you listening to me? And so, how precious is the blood of Jesus if you have a revelation of hell? Let me say it slower. If you have a real understanding and revelation of eternal damnation, hellfire that's never going to end, suffering without end. How precious does the blood of Jesus then become? I didn't talk about this in the first session, but I could talk about it now. Just don't tell them I told you. And I can tell you now that I was listening you know, and every week I work through several hours of different lectures. I draw from lectures from all over, some from universities, some from other resources, and people that have spoken through the ages on subjects. But I draw on one was an oncologist, and the oncologist did a study of some 2,500 people. Could be, it's not the precise figure, but some time back, but it's roughly about 2.5, could be more, wouldn't be less. 1,000 people, it's a specialist, and his whole passion of his research is what happens to people with NDE experiences, near-death experiences. And then he documented that. When they come back, those that died but come back, and he gets them to quickly tell the story. And so he gathered all of that, and I could listen to that video over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Every time I get struck by the fear of the Lord, I think, Lord Jesus, help me to get my head and my heart right. Because you know what? You can be right in your heart, but wrong in your head. Are you listening to me now? You can be right here, but still wrong here. We need to renew our minds. And I say, Lord Jesus. And in this week, I listened to several of those also, of people that have gone down to the pit of hell. I've had one friend that was there. And his experience, his NDE experience, and his wife, both of them actually died. And Dr. Richard Eby was another one. Now listen to these, the how that it gets warmer as the people descend to the base, to the pit of the earth. And this is not eternal health. This is the first death where they get tormented by demons. How heat increases and darkness increases. I haven't spoken about this the first service. I don't know if I got the time to talk about it now either. But tonight I continue because this stuff is so profound. It is beyond profound. Tonight I want to take something that is revolutionary, radical, that changes lives like that forever. But the point is, how is it when a person descends and he tells you the story and the person is visibly shaken and cannot even speak fast, speak slow because of what had happened there, and it is so, so bang, impactful on that person's soul that that person has to contain him or herself every time just talking about it. They've seen hell. And they had those creatures, large creatures, that the moment they arrived there would grab them and begin to drag them towards the gates of hell. By the grace of God, people were praying and they got delivered. And a voice like thunder sounded in the depths of the earth. And the place just shook by that voice. And those creatures let go immediately. And they started ascending up back to the lights of the surface of the earth. And they come and they live to tell the story. I listened to testimony after testimony. And this is part of my research for the week. And I'm thinking, aimless life. Let's just get to this scripture here. Because I think it is so strong where it says these words. It says, but with the precious blood of Jesus, as a lamb without blemish, without spot, he indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and your hope are in God. If we can only realize that. The word then, verse 18, aimless conduct is the word. That word aimless there, that word aimless literally means empty. It means, there we have, let me just get that right word there in the Greek. Aimless means of no significance, wasteful, of no direction. And the Bible here in the Message Bible says in verse number 18, it says empty-headed life that we grew up in. There's like no value in that. And the blood of Jesus rescued us from an aimless, going nowhere, and God knows I'm telling you the truth, going nowhere life. That's why the Message Bible says empty-headed lifestyle. It's just terrible. It's just terrible. Empty-headed lifestyle. We were rescued by the precious blood of Jesus. A revelation of hell gives you a revelation of how much we treasure the power of the blood of the Lamb. As we move to Good Friday, is Good Friday. You still get Christians that don't even bother to come to church on Good Friday. I was saying this morning, we need to, all of us, everybody in this place, need to use whatever form of social media. Like I have Twitter. There's some 13,000 people there sitting and watching me all the time on Twitter. Then I start advertising and saying to the people. And it goes around the world. We need to do that. I don't go on Facebook, but I do have a Twitter account. And I just send it out. And we need to, this week, send it out. People are busy with aimless lifestyles. Aimless lifestyles. That's what they have. But for the blood of Jesus. But for the blood of Jesus. There's a little song. It says, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Who can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Take it again. Who can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's all we have. The blood of Jesus. It's what Good Friday is all about. The communion cup we take there is like, wow. And let me just add something. I need to add this. I did mention this in the first service also. A lot of people must get this straight, get this very straight anywhere. People on the internet, anywhere. Being a good person doesn't get you saved. I'm talking, that camera is straight there in front of me. I say, being a good person, you listening somewhere else in the world, wherever you are, go to the Facebook page and tell us where you are and what part of the world, but listen to me. Good life and being a good person, doing good deeds, will not get you saved. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. One of the most staggering testimonies I've heard. And you have this guy, he's a good guy. He's really a good guy. And he comes to church all the time. He does everything right. He's a great father in the house. He provides for his family. Every day, when the family comes together, have a meal, they take hands, they pray over the food. Then at the end of the day, he goes to the Sunday church and he takes his seat in church. When the people worships, he sings along. But how many of you know today that being a good man is not going to save you? Do you know that there are many people sitting in churches? Do you know that Little Falls Christian Center cannot save you, but Jesus can? Do you know that no denomination can save you, but Jesus can? Do you know nothing but the blood of Jesus? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Come on. I want to tell you something. If you came in here with a U-Haul truck and you have God full of gold and say, there it is, there's that, that'll protect you in the day of the wrath of God. That's not going to work for me. It's not going to work for you. The person that walks in line with God's will, listen to me now. You live in the auto basileia, automatic kingdom of God life. It comes together if you live the life that God tells us to live. Even if it's painful, you do what He tells you to do. There you become bold. Where the devil is there, you become bold. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus, everything in this world, you name it, becomes available to you through the grace released because of the precious blood of Jesus. Let me take you to the book of Genesis chapter number 3 from verse 15. It says these words, and I will put this, the God talking to the serpent, the devil, the old snake, which is the serpent, the dragon, and the devil. And He says, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed, capital seed, and, let me say that again. Between your seed, the serpent's seed, and his seed. And her seed, sorry. I'm not getting it right. I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. That's capital. Her seed is the Messiah. Now the Afrikaans translation says, "Hey, say you in die kop verbreisel, jy slom in die hakskeen byt. He will bruise your head and you will bruise his heel." Two languages there. But goes on a little bit further, Genesis chapter number 3, God goes on and He speaks to Adam. And He says, as far as you are concerned, Adam, listen right now, cursed is the earth. It shall bring forth. In all of your toils, all of your labor, the earth will bring up thorns and thistles. So everybody naturally just reads it with the natural mind. And the natural mind says, well, you know what? What's the scientific name for a thistle? And then they go into a study of a thistle. What is a thistle? Now, I suppose that's good to know what a thistle is. You have them around. They're part of the curse. That's the produce of the earth. But think about it. The world system amply provides people with thorns and thistles. Whatever they, it's everywhere. In the world system, it's everywhere. Just when you think things are working out, it's not working out. Just when you think there is something, there's a stumbling block. Just when you are going to a new job, there's somebody that's a thorn in your side. Thorns and thistles. Things go wrong all the time. But ye beloved, come out from among them and be separate, for it is written, I am holy, therefore be ye holy. And if you walk with God and you walk in the light, listen, I always talk about the God frequency. You begin more and more as you surrender to God, you hear His voice better and better all the time. I had a lot of time this week, by the way, I'll just in the last 2 minutes tell you this, but a lot of time this week because I was thinking, studying, reading all the time. I like it. I'm like a sponge. I never come to an end. Just give me knowledge. And I was thinking how people in aimless conduct work themselves to a corner and they gather things together and make, and then they fall in love and the devil's got a temptation for everybody. To the one person, temptation would be lust, adultery, fornication. To another one, temptation would be, a promotion. And I've got to step on somebody else to get to that new job. To another person, temptation could be to be a sport hero and leave God right there back in the wings. To another person, temptation could be money. But silver and gold won't be able to save you in the day of the wrath of God is very clear. Silver and gold doesn't cut it. But if you live with God, if you focus in on the Lord, you get to a place where you find you're quite separate from the world system. You watch South Africa and the news. Now, you know what happened on the news this week. You watch what goes on the streets. And I was thinking, in fact, I've been talking to God about the series of visions I had last year and again in the beginning of this year, and putting those ones and the current year visions that I've had, put them all together to try and give me a grand picture of the total sum and the warnings of impending danger and things, and then trying to get the church to pray, which we did. And God gave us a good rain season. Amen. Give the Lord a good praise offering for that. Amen. And so I'm listening to this whole thing near-death NDE, near-death experiences, and I'm listening to what this medical specialist is saying, people dying from terminal disorder and then this cancer, and it's busy killing them, and then at the end of the day they come out and then they talk, and how they descend to the pit, and there's this one man, he's such a good man, he's been in church and everything, he goes to hell. And he says, but you know what? I've been a member of the Baptist church. I'm a Baptist. I'm even being baptized. Some people know about God, but they don't know God. To know Him is to love Him. To love Him is to obey Him. To obey Him is to discover communication with Him. To have communication with Him is to have doors opened and the mind of Christ released like that, and you know where you're going. You don't have to ask anybody. Do you know what? In my total life, I've never counseled with anybody. Never. I didn't go for counseling ever. Never, ever, ever. I go to my knees and I pray till I get my answer. Never. I just go to my knees. Said, Lord, I got this problem. That's it. I'll solve it right here. I'm not leaving this room till I've got my answer. And I get my answer every time. It's just like it is. Guy wakes up, being a good father, wakes up, and on the other side of it, there it is. He says, he cries so that the man visibly, I saw the video, he stands there, he shakes. Because of what he's seen. He's seen the demons of hell. He's seen the torturers, the tormentors. He's seen the flame. He's seen the people screaming. He visibly shakes. He sees people that he knew in this life that he also thought were good people. And they're standing in that fire and they're screaming at the loudest scream thinkable. It sounds as if the voices never end. Where it goes, it just goes on. Through creation, the people are terrified. They go there. Why not listen to Jesus? Why not obey the Lord? Why not take this book, read it, and put it into practice? Faith comes by hearing. It's the only truth that we have. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He's the Word. The Word's become flesh. He whom God sent spoke the Word. God didn't give him the Spirit by measure. In Him was the life, and the life was the light of God. In who? In the Word. When He returns from heaven, Revelation 19 from verse number 11, He has a name, garment dipped in blood, name called the Word of God, wearing many crowns. The Word. What does the Word say? What does the Word say? Sometimes you have to make judgment according to the Word, not according to yourself, not according to somebody's doctrine. You had to take this book. I once stood in front of a minister. I'll close here. I stood in front of a minister, and he had an arguing spirit, that one. He was out there to prove me wrong, and I let him have it. I like that, actually. He came with all of his theological stuff, and I say, okay, now, are you finished with professor this and whatever, professor that, and another professor said, I say, behold, looky, 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 looky here, it is written, he says to me, says, if I've got to do what you're doing, I'll lose my job and I'll lose my pension. Words of the man, like that. And then he said, I must go. Then I had a psychologist come to me to try and talk me out of moving the way I moved to the West Rand. And at the end of the day, the psychologist was crying. And he said, please pray for me and give me advice. This book is power. The blood of Jesus is precious. Will you stand up, give the Lord a good praise offering? Nothing, nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you, be gracious to you, grant you eternal salvation and peace. In the name of God, the Almighty Father, possessor of heaven and earth, his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and the Holy Spirit of the living God, may God be with you always. In Jesus' name. All God's people said,
for more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.